something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Power of Meditation.
Hallelujah. Imagine that you were born in England. There's a certain way you would think. That's different from if you were born in Ghana or if you were born in France. You think differently. See, your place of birth matters a great deal. Your place of birth, it says something about your heritage. It says something about what belongs to you. And it says something about how you may live. And that's why God wants us to know what we've been born into. The environment, the nation. He says, this man was born there. See, he says, when he writeth up the people, he would say, this man was born there. Of Zion, it shall be said, this man was born there. You were born in Zion. So where you're born matters. Now, when you're born again, he gives you this light. He says, now that you've received Christ Jesus, now that you're born again, now that you have this new life in Christ, he says, walk in him. In him, because Christ is a place. See, Christ is a person. Christ is also a title. But beyond all of that, Christ is a place. Did you know when Jesus said, I will go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again to receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Now, what Jesus was saying there was, I'm going to prepare a place called Christ. That's the city that we've been born into. That's the environment that we now belong to. So he says, live in this environment. Not only are you born here, he says, I want you to live here. So you become a native of this environment. You know, you can be born in a certain country and live in another country. You can be born in one environment and live in another environment. He knows that. So he says, now that you're born in this environment called Christ, I want you to live here. I want you to have the mentality that you have, that you're supposed to have, that you develop, that you're given through the Word and the Holy Ghost in Christ. And here, one of those very powerful statements in verse 10, ye are complete in him. Ye are complete in Christ. How powerful this is. It's a climactic statement. Something you run with. You hear it and you never again should think differently. It's like the revelation at the summit. You see, because it says you are complete in him. Meaning everything that is necessary for life and godliness. That's the way Peter put it. Everything that's required for life and godliness has been granted you in Christ. You've got everything. Everything. Never again think that something is missing in your life. Never again. Did you know when a Christian thinks like, oh, there's something I don't have, or even something missing in your body. Maybe you think, okay, I don't have this, or I don't have that. You're thinking wrongly. In Christ, you're complete. That's the way God sees you. He's granted you all things, and you've got to have this mentality. You've got to have this way of thinking. You're not allowed to think differently. Now, to think differently means to think like those outside of Christ, those outside our environment. We have a mentality. We have a reasoning. Our mentality is called the wisdom of the righteous. See, it's the wisdom of the righteous. We walk with the wisdom of the righteous. That's what the Bible tells us, that we should renew our minds. See, every Christian has the responsibility to renew his mind. When you come to Christ, when you're born again, now you're born into this environment, you've got to renew your mind. You can't live in Christ with the same mind that you had in the world. You can't think like them. You can't talk like them. It's not allowed. You can't use the wrong language. But you see, if you don't know the Word of God, you can't have the language. The language isn't dropped in your tongue. You got to learn it. You learn it from the Word. You're trained in the Word. You renew your mind through the Word. It's an exchange. You give up your way of thinking for His way of thinking. You give up your thoughts for His thoughts. You give up your opinions for His opinions. That's Christian growth. As long as you have your opinions that are different from God's opinions, you are still thinking like the world. You're still thinking like the environment of the world. You're thinking like someone that doesn't know Jesus Christ. Train yourself with the Word. And this really is one of the benefits of meditation. Meditating on God's Word will transform you completely. It'll give you the language of the righteous. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you remember the story in the Bible of the 12 spies that were sent to the promised land? And Moses sent them, and they came back and said, wow, it was really beautiful. It's flowing with milk and honey. But then they said, we can't take it. The giant's there. It's so difficult. We can't take it. We can't take the land. The giant's in the land. They said, truly, it flows with milk and honey. God said it does. And they said, it's true. They said, we saw it. But God didn't only say the land was flowing with milk and honey. He also said, you're going to take it. I've given it to you. But they said, you know what? We can't take it. We know God said we should take it. And we're going to take it. But we don't believe him because he didn't tell us about the giants. When we saw the giants, we knew we couldn't take it. Because God didn't tell them about the giants. Why didn't God tell them about the giants? Because the giants were not a factor. And they just didn't know it. They were not a factor. So God said, I've given you the land. Now there were 12 of them spies. Only two stood out. Only two of them said, look, if God delights in us, then he'll give us the land. If God delights in us, I like that. If God delights in us, he'll give us the land. And then they said, you know, we can take the land. Those giants shall be bread for us. Then they added something. Let us go up at once. I like it. Let's go up at once. If God delights in us, he'll give it to us. Those giants will be bread for us. Think like that in your life. That's a mentality. It's a way of thinking. Notice they said, if God delights in us, he'll give us the land. So the question, does God delight in you? They knew it. They knew God delighted in them because they had heard the words from Moses. Moses said it. He said, the reason God is blessing you, the reason God brought you out of Egypt, he says, it's not because you were such a strong people. He says, it's not because you were so many. It's not because you were anything else, but because God loved your fathers and he made them promises. So you are Abraham's. God, therefore, delights in you. He said, because God loved your fathers. Can you imagine? It wasn't anything they did. God said, I've given you the land.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.